USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent StatMurphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted his support for a new coronavirus aid package, something that's been debated in Congress for several months. And as cases rise in the U.S., the need for one is becoming larger. Senator Chuck Schumer says the reason there hasn't been a package passed is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The New York Democrat says McConnell has turned down every bill that's been brought up.
The bottom line is very simple. We need a large, strong COVID bill to deal with our problems. We have heard for months, every time we get close to a deal, Senator McConnell says no. He has become the Dr. No of COVID.
McConnell did bring a $500 billion targeted bill to the Senate floor before the election, but the passage was blocked by Senate Democrats. Syracuse's basketball team has suspended operations after their head coach tested positive for coronavirus. Jim Boeheim announced on Twitter Sunday that he tested positive for the virus and is isolating at home. The school's athletic director says the team will be tested multiple times over the next week. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Disease experts are warning Americans that they have to do what they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus, even with a vaccine on the horizon. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A top health official at the University of Minnesota is issuing a dire warning about the nation's battle against the coronavirus. Dr. Michael Osterholm telling NBC's Meet the Press.
Our future is in our hands. And right now, for at least the next 3 weeks, because cases are already in the pipeline, meaning they're already infected, these numbers are going to go way up. Our job is to imagine what the world could be like if we do make the changes we need to make. We're going to be heading to a vaccine in the next few months, but in the meantime, we are in a very dangerous period, the most dangerous public health period since 1918. And if we don't basically take important steps like stop swapping air with our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, we're going to see these numbers grow substantial.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dustin Johnson cruised to a final round 4-under 68 to complete his domination at Augusta National. Johnson took home his first Masters Championship Sunday by finishing the weekend with a record low 20 shots under par. That broke the previous record of 18-under set by Tiger Woods in 1997 and tied by Jordan Spieth in 2015. The green jacket caps a career year for Johnson, who also won the FedEx Cup and was named the PGA Tour Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.